Where are the nine? This question that Jesus asked did not need an answer. It was a rhetorical question.
That's right.
It was used to provoke thought. The man that he asked the question to, he didn't answer it. The answer was already known.
Amen.
They're up the road.
Yeah.
Let's read verses 11 through 19. The Bible says, "And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.' And when he saw them, he said unto them, 'Go, show yourselves unto the priests.' And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and Amen. Fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, 'Where were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger.' He said unto him, 'Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole.'"
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word. Thank you for bringing us to this passage tonight. And I pray that you would open our ears and our hearts to receive your word, to receive your message.
Yes.
Lord, I pray that you would help us to put action to the things that we learn. Help us, Father, not to be hearers only, but doers
yes.
of your word.
Please.
I thank you for that. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
The question, I guess, might come up. Why did Jesus pass through Samaria? The Jews and the Samaritans didn't get along. In fact, if you were to read in 2 Kings, you'd find out why. There was just a lot of strife that they had. They were the king of Syria that took Samaria. He actually sent a lot of his people into Samaria. They intermingled with the Jews there, and the bloodline was tainted. And so the other Jews that didn't live in Samaria, they just didn't like them. They felt like they had gone against God's law, and they did. But there was a lot of friction there between the Jews and the Samaritans. But in verse 12, the Bible says that these 10 lepers stood a good distance away, which was required by law. They had to, so that they didn't infect somebody else with that disease, the dreadful disease of leprosy. And so that's what they did. They stood across the road pretty much and hollered at Jesus to have mercy on them and heal them. Keep in mind that the leprosy was so bad and so contagious that if a person contracted it, they were ostracized from the whole city. Not just they had to leave their family.
Right.
They had to leave the entire city and basically live outside the walls of the city.
Right.
Basically changed their entire life. They lost their job. They became beggars. It was just a total devastation of life for them to contract that.
Right.
I couldn't imagine the problems associated with having leprosy. And they still have leprosy, by the way, even today in some countries. We don't seem to have a lot of it where we are, but it is still a thing. People still have leprosy across the land. But leprosy represented judgment because of Israel's disobedience to God. But here in verse 14, after they have begged Jesus for mercy, he just simply said, go and show yourselves to the priests. That was what they were supposed to do once they have been healed of any disease. They were supposed to go to the priest so that the priest could inspect them.
Right.
Look them over real good and see if they really are healed. And then he could turn them back into civilization like normal.
Right.
But when Jesus told them, go and show yourselves to the priest, at that moment, they hadn't been healed. That's interesting.
Amen.
Because what it took for them to turn away from him with the leprosy still all over their body and to head to the priest was faith.
Amen.
And it was their faith that healed.
Yes.
Their faith that Jesus could and would do something for them.
Amen.
And that's what happened. That kind of leads me to a thought here that without faith you can't please God.
Amen.
They believed and their obedience proved it. So the question is, does your obedience to God prove that you have faith in Him? Sometimes it's easy to obey God in certain things.
Mm.
And then sometimes, like he did with Abraham, he touches us where it's tender.
Yeah. Yes. Right.
And then it's not as easy.
Mm. That's right.
It's easy to tithe when you have extra.
Right.
It's hard to tithe when you don't.
Right.
In fact, you don't even have enough to pay the bills.
Amen.
It's hard. But our obedience shows that we have faith.
Amen.
In God. As they went, God healed them.
Praise the Lord.
Why would God give us what we want when we choose not to give Him what He wants?
Mm.
There are many times in probably all of us, all of our lives, where that we have purposely picked and choose what we wanted to do from God's Word. Yes, we're strong in certain areas. We read our Bibles. We attend church. We do this. We do that. But when it comes to this or that, we're disobedient. Then something strikes our life. And we do what these beggars did, these lepers. We cry out to Jesus. Jesus, I need money. I got to pay my bills. Why would God give us what we're asking for when we haven't given Him what He asks for? We need to be obedient.
Amen.
To Him before we can say, God, I need your intervention here.
Yes.
But then in verse 15, the Bible says, and one of them, now there were 10,
yeah,
right? And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back. And with a loud voice, glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan.
Amen.
One of them, one tenth of the group,
Lord,
was thankful. That fraction is probably accurate today too. In fact, it might be even less.
Oh,
of how many people are really thankful for what God has blessed them with. We see that in how that we covet. We envy others because of what they have that we want. We want that, and we are envious because we're not thankful.
Lord, help us.
Amen. We're much better off to be thankful for what God's already blessed us with.
Yes.
Than we are when we get what we thought we wanted.
Mm.
This particular guy, he was grateful, and he proved it. But it gets better. Being thankful has medicinal benefits.
Mm.
You can't help but to see that when you read Proverbs.
Yeah.
Right? It can change your whole perception on life.
Yes.
Being thankful. Have you ever noticed how that one negative thing can cause you to forget 50 positive things?
Yes. Amen.
And not even see them. And of course, not be thankful for them.
Right.
Amen.
All because we are focused on that one thing.
Lord, help us.
This guy, he was healed physically, just like the other nine.
Amen.
Immediately, as soon as they turned around and was headed to the priest. But then he turned around to give thanks to Jesus. And look at what Jesus said. He said in verse 19, "Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole."
Mm.
I believe that moment for that man was the moment of salvation. He had the faith to be healed already.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was evident. In fact, all 10 of them did.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
But this one, because of his thankfulness and his gratefulness, and because he recognized who it was that had healed him, turned back to go back to him and say, "Thank you."
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you so much. He worshiped him. He humbled himself. He literally bent the knee to Jesus.
Amen.
He made Jesus Lord of his life that day. And Jesus told him, "Thy faith hath made thee whole."
Amen.
He didn't say that to the other nine.
No,
he
didn't.
I don't believe they were made whole. They were healed of leprosy, but they weren't made whole.
Yes.
Being thankful is a big deal.
Amen.
I don't know if you have a list or not of what you're thankful for, but I think it'd be a good idea to have one.
Yeah.
Take a piece of paper in about 30 minutes, maybe more, and just start writing down the things and the people that you're thankful for.
Amen.
You can't help but to have a better attitude than you had before you started writing.
That's good.
Then when you get that list of those people on that list, contact them. And tell them, "Thank you. Thank you for having an impact on my life. Thank you for being a good mama."
Yeah.
"Thank you for being the best sister or brother that I've ever had. Thank you for investing into me when I needed help in math."
Yeah.
"Thank you for this. Thank you for that." Just contact them.
Amen.
And tell them, "Thank you." People with a grateful heart are going to be happier and, get this, healthier than those who are not.
Wow.
This guy was 1 out of 10. And I don't know how many of you are going to take this and run with it, but hopefully at least 1 out of 10 of us will. Maybe more. Just be thankful. God has, God's blessed us so much.
Yes.
In so many ways.
Praise the Lord.
Even in our problems. In fact, sometimes our problems are a blessing.
Yes, amen.
Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word. Lord, I thank you for giving me a copy of it. Lord, I pray that you would help me to have a deeper hunger and thirst for your word. Lord, help me to love your word, to spend time dedicated studying and reading your word, meditating on it. Lord, I thank you so much for being my God.
Yes.
Thank you for coming after me when I wasn't looking for you, rescuing me from my sins and the penalty of them.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, I thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Let's stand and turn to 318.